From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. For years now, the most popular treatment for alcoholism in the U.S. has been group therapy. People go to AA or community support groups and try to fend off alcoholism through behavioral therapy. Well, a small but interesting study of a drug called topiramate is published today in the Journal of the American Medical Association. It tested whether the drug could help heavy drinkers stop drinking. NPR's Elise Spiegel reports.
During the worst year of his life, Tom Wolfe's sister died, his brother committed suicide, his wife walked out, leaving him to care alone for two young children, and he lost his home. That was also the year, he says, that his casual relationship to drinking changed.
My drinking went into overdrive. Over about a two-year period, it deteriorated so that that's pretty much all I lived for was, you know, when my next drink was coming.
Wolfe tried to pull himself back, went to therapy, even tried AA, but that didn't help.
Every time I went to an AA meeting, it made me want to go and start drinking.
Then one day he was in his car, and he heard an ad for a scientific trial of a drug called topiramate. The ad suggested that it might help him to stop, and he didn't have to quit drinking in order to take part, so he signed up. Sure enough, Wolf says his yearning to drink evaporated almost immediately. In fact, he says, he felt so good that midway through the study, he decided to try an experiment. He poured himself a drink.
To see if I could, which was stupid, but I didn't like it at all. It just made me feel blah. I didn't enjoy it whatsoever.
Professor Ben Cole Johnson of the University of Virginia is the lead author of the study Wolf participated in. Johnson's research was paid for by the manufacturer of topiramate, Ortho McNeil Janssen. Johnson also consults for the company, and he was impressed with the results he got. Topiramate was slightly more effective than a placebo in reducing alcohol consumption in heavy drinkers. The topiramate group and the placebo group both had about 180 participants. In the topiramate group, 54 were able to maintain non-heavy drinking for about a month, while in the placebo group, 28 were able to do the same thing.
Most individuals started the study drinking approximately 1.5 bottles of wine, or about 2/3 of a bottle of scotch, daily. At the end of the study, the individuals taking topiramate were down to about 3 glasses of wine or 3.5 cans of beer, and the individuals who are taking the placebo were still drinking around about 6.5 to 7 glasses of wine or 7 beers.
And Johnson's not the only one enthusiastic about this research. Mark Willenbring, director of treatment and recovery research at the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism, agrees with Johnson that topiramate shows promise. And he says topiramate isn't the only medication for alcoholism that seems to reduce alcohol dependence. He argues that a relatively new crop of medications for alcoholism are underused. Drugs like naltrexone, acamprosate, and disulfiram are 3 drugs currently approved for treatment of alcoholism.
We know these medications reduce relapse and early recovery on an average of 20% to 40%. That's a very significant finding.
According to Willenbring, treatment for alcoholism today is basically where treatment for depression was 30 years ago before antidepressants. Back then, only a small portion of people who suffered from depression got treatment. There was stigma associated with admitting depression, and the interventions were time-consuming or expensive.
Then along came Prozac and all the other medications, and it revolutionized the treatment of depression so that currently almost 3/4 of depressive episodes are treated, and most of them are treated by primary care physicians prescribing antidepressants. We have a situation right now with alcohol dependence that's kind of analogous.
Like depression, Willenbring says, generally only the worst alcoholics seek treatment. But as more medications come online, Willenbring argues, that will change.
I do foresee a time when people who have problems with their drinking will be able to go to their family doctor, talk about it, and receive a medication and brief behavioral support, and recover at an earlier stage without having to deteriorate to the severe chronic form before they seek or receive treatment.
But not everyone is as optimistic as Willenbring and Johnson. Topiramate is a medication that's already approved by the Food and Drug Administration for seizures. And Sid Wolf, director of the Health Research Group at Public Citizen, says that its side effects, like headaches, fatigue, and weight loss, can be serious.
The study showed some modest benefit, but it also showed significant risk, which I believe outweigh the benefits.
Ron Hunsaker, president of the National Association of Treatment Providers, also points out that medication should not be viewed as a silver bullet. Elise Spiegel, NPR News, Washington.